Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Southwest Louisiana Economic Intel Podcast. I am Dan Groff, Director of the Drew Center for Business and Economic Analysis at McNeese State University, Associate Professor of Economics at McNeese, and Economist with the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance. Today we are joined by Creed Romano. Creed is the President and CEO of the Jefferson Davis Parish Economic Development Commission, Tourist Commission, and Chamber of Commerce. In that position, he works in economic development, tourism, chamber activities, and a host of other things we don't have time to rattle off. He is from here. He's born in Sulphur, although he grew up in New Orleans and received law degrees and economic development degrees. And most importantly, along with me, we are both Louisiana Economic Development Business Intelligence alumni. So we both used to work together over in Baton Rouge. So thanks so much for being on the podcast. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we really want to speak to all the parishes in our region and talk about their economy so we can get a well-rounded view of the area we serve. And Jeff Davis Parish is certainly an important part of the regional economy. So great to talk to someone about it. So I think you've been at Jefferson Davis Parish for a couple years, right?
2 years and 3 months.
Oh, about. Counting down. How did you come into the position that you're in right now?
Well, unfortunately, I got to my position because my predecessor in office, Marion Fox, which everybody affectionately referred to as Butch, although I could never call her Butch. I always called her Marion. We lost Marion during the COVID pandemic, and that left a huge void in the economic development and tourism worlds. So I had met Marion when I had started at LED, working with certified sites, and had certified a large site in Jeff Davis Parish with working with Marion, and just became very good friends with her. She was a mentor, a friend. So when she passed, I knew that eventually they would need to fill her position, and it was just something I felt called to. It's something I knew that I wanted to do, and I'm still grateful to this day that I'm here where I am.
So. Yeah. How's it been going?
It's going great. It really is. I'm very fortunate. I feel very, very blessed to be where I am. I have a very good staff. We have great parish leadership. You know, working with Marion and her group, I was very familiar with a lot of her board members, who are actually now my board members. So it's a great environment, a great parish, and I'm just very lucky and grateful to be where I am.
Yeah, and we really want to know about the economy of the area. And the first thing that comes to mind for a lot of people is ag. When I look at the LSU ag summary, when I look at the GDP statistics from the Bureau of Economic Analysis, agricultural output's the largest of all the five parishes. But there's other things. You see the Bayou Rum facility, you see the rail yard. But can you talk a little bit about the Jeff Davis economy in general, first outside of those things, but also then later on, you can kind of touch on those if you want, you know, the things that we see the most.
So, like you said, ag is by far the largest, and it's really been eye-opening for a city boy to be in a rural parish and see how the tremendous impact that ag does have. I got to ride on a combine for the first time, but we'll talk about that later. Outside of ag, we're trying to diversify and use some of our other strengths. We have Greenberry Industrial, who is now operating out of the shipyard that's on the Murmantaw River in Jeff Davis Parish. And Greenberry Industrial, their headquarters is in Vancouver, Washington, and they're doing a lot of really neat things. We recently helped them hold a job fair at Suella in Jennings, and that's good because it means they're growing. And we have Metal Plate Galvanizing and some other new businesses that are going to be popping up in the near future in other areas of the parish. So we're growing.
Yeah, and you talked about that, some of those developments, and in the paper, I saw that Jeff Davis, or I think maybe one of the cities, became an economic development-ready area. What does that mean exactly? I know it's a program through LED, correct?
It is. We were very lucky. I had known about the program before I started this position. So when I started a little over 2 years ago, it was a no-brainer for me. It's a wonderful program put together, like you said, by LED, working with Stacy Duvick and Pat Witte, and I think we were the fourth third or fourth, I think the fourth parish to be certified as development ready as an entire parish. Traditionally, it's development ready communities.
But yeah, I thought it was like cities. I saw that, but this is a whole parish.
They let us go as an entire parish. I remember Stacy saying, if you think you can pull it off, by all means, try. But we've never really seen it go smoothly in the past. It has, but give it a shot. And so we held a little informative meeting at the Chateau in Jennings and got all the government leaders together, and they bought in. And Stacy mentioned that that was one of the smoothest parish-wide certifications, because we do work together. We have to. So yeah, it just helped us form. We did a lot of polling of our parish residents, a lot of studies. It was about a year-long process. We learned a lot through that process, and now we have an actionable kind of five-year plan with certain milestones that we have to hit. We continue to work with LED, and of course, it's kind of a living document and evolves over time, but it's definitely given us a roadmap, and it just shows to potential companies and investors looking at Jeff Davis Parish that we're serious, we mean business, and we have a plan, and we're trying to, it's an action plan. And so,
and you had a meeting at the Chateau. I'm curious, when you got here, did you hold a baby alligator?
The first day that I did, they did welcome me with a little baby alligator, and I have a picture of that. And yeah, it's really neat to
work.
You might
have to post that in the show notes if you got a copy of it.
I do have a picture. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's neat to work at in a park with baby alligators.
Yeah. And I also saw a story about the I-10 development partnership. That is very interesting, because there seems to be a lot of potential next to a very heavily trafficked highway. Can you talk a little bit about that? You know anything about that?
So the partnership that I believe you're talking about, because we just recently also set our police juries in the process of establishing some economic development districts along the I-10 corridor. But we're also looking, Lacassine is our industrial hotspot. The assets that we have in Lacassine are just, they're really, truly unmatched in this area. I would argue in the state as well. I mean, we have a lot of open land in Lacassine. We have our two large certified sites that are certified through LED. On the southern boundary of those sites, you've got Highway 90. On the back of those sites, you've got a Class 1 rail, and you've got Rail Logics there. You've got BNSF has a yard in Lacassine, so we have rail. And then but maybe less than a half a mile away, you've got two interchanges, one 165 and 101. So you can access the Lacassine area by two interchanges. And so trucks getting on and off for any potential development out there, they don't have to go through traffic, city traffic. They just get off, get on 90, they can access the site. Or if they're on the north part of the railroad, just go on the service road. It's just easy access, and that's where we're kind of focusing all of our. But the one thing that's always been a challenge in that area is the lack of water and sewer. Mm-hmm. And as you know, when these companies send out RFPs, their demand for water and sewer, especially the process water, the volumes are large, and we just don't have it. And it's cost us, we've been the finalist in a couple of big projects, and we've lost them simply for that reason. So I swore when I started, I was aware of that when we certified these sites, that water and sewer were a challenge. But we've been working hard as a parish. That day one, that was one of my main focuses. So I think something else that our police jury is also looking into is, we're right on the border with Calcasieu. Iowa's right there, and Iowa has a new mayor who's shown an interest in partnering. I think he sees the potential that Lacassine industrial area has. So we're looking into maybe bringing in water and sewer from Iowa serving the Lacassine area. And working out at like an intergovernmental agreement between Jeff Davis Parish and the city of Iowa. I believe there's a possibility that they may have some extra capacity for sewer. So,
oh, that would be excellent, and that would help development. With economic development, a lot of people, you know, they might just look at the big bills, but they don't think of the energy, the electricity that's required, and the water. That is absolutely true.
Water has been our biggest challenge out there, but we're, like I said, we're making really good strides. Our representative, Troy Romero, our Senator Abraham, our police jury, led by our police jury president, Steve Eastman, and even Senator Cassidy's office, we've gotten enough money to where we are now designing a potable water treatment or potable water facility that will be in Lacassine. We're working on the process water and sewer. So I think we're finally getting that last piece of the equation in place.
Yeah, infrastructure is so important. And it's so strange to think that a place in Louisiana would need water. But it's, you know, it's exactly what you're saying. And so since you've been on the job for 2 years, what has surprised you about Jefferson Davis Parish in the area and about the economy since taking this position?
What surprised me?
What have you experienced that's been different than what you expected coming into the job?
You know, something that's really become important to me is just understanding the rural aspect of economic development. You know, we know about, you know, Lake Charles is very fortunate with the large industry and the waterways and Chenault, and out in Jeff Davis Parish, it's just a little, the challenges are a little different. And then also trying to maintain that respect for the ag industry. We don't want our ag farmers and our ag industries that are located in the parish to think that they aren't any less important than trying to get a large project sited out in Lacassine. So it's that balance to try to honor and work and look for ways to expand our ag industry and our agricultural heritage, whether that's rice, crawfish, but to look for new ways. Maybe we can start looking at using, robotics or AI or blockchain technology in ag. There are a lot of possibilities. We have to kind of think of how to build on that ag industry and attract younger people into ag. And at the same time, try to build the industrial aspect of it in Lacassine. So it's just surprised me how to try to balance both of those and to keep, you know, that I do represent the entire parish. So we want to make sure everybody feels included, whether that's Lake Arthur, Welsh, Elton. We just want to let everybody. So that's been challenging. But the people, what surprised me, the people of Jeff Davis Parish are great. They really are. Yeah. They're good people. They're proud of their parish, very proud, and they're hardworking and resilient, like everyone in Southwest Louisiana. So it's been a lot of fun so far.
And it's so great you brought that up, because I remember I was talking to a person who worked in ag, and we're not familiar with all industries, but he was even telling me about self-driving tractors. And I thought, well, yeah, I never thought about it, but yeah, of course they're incorporating technology into agriculture.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just one thing. I'm sure there's so much more I don't know about. Are there any opinions? So we're an econ podcast, and I always like to, and no one, I don't believe many can tell the future, but do you have any opinions on where the Jefferson Davis economy and the Southwest Louisiana economy in general is headed?
You know, talking about development in Jeff Davis Parish, my son graduated from St. Louis here in last May, and I was living in Lake Charles up until that time. So we recently moved right during graduation week to Jennings. So it was important for me to be to live in the parish that I represent. So, I have to say, though, a lot of the growth that I'm seeing right now that I just see every day is in Jennings itself. Mayor Henry Gwynn, the mayor of Jennings, is doing a fantastic job of really pushing Jennings to reach its potential. Hey, we're getting pretty high dollar now. We're getting Starbucks in Jennings. Mm-hmm. It's under construction. So we have a Starbucks and a T-Mobile that's currently under construction. We have an A-Bears Buddha and a Cracklins that's under construction right now. We have the Sunshine John Deere dealership that's under construction. And soon to be breaking ground is Old River. That's a Volvo Mack dealership. So Henry Gwynn, Mayor Gwynn's doing a lot of great things for the city of Jennings. And likewise, we work as a team, and we're just trying to continue that progress and momentum outside of Jennings and try to spread it throughout the parish. So lots of good things going. Where do I see? You know, I see a lot of potential working. You know, we're in Jeff Davis, but we're also in Southwest Louisiana, and George and his crew over here do a great job. And I mean, just look at the assets that we have, not only with the industry, but you have the Port of Lake Charles, you have Chenault, which is a phenomenal facility, and it's all connected by rail and it goes through Jeff Davis. So I'm always looking to work with Kevin Melton at Chenault and the director at the Port of Lake Charles to try to maybe have that aspect where we have the land and the rail and the access to I-10. They have the airports and the ports. I think there's just a lot of potential that we all work together, because it just goes hand in hand. We all need to be in this as a team. And Lake Charles, we don't have to talk about that. I mean, all the LNG and Sasol and Lotte, I mean, it's just phenomenal. So I think this area of the state has tremendous potential. I see bright things for our future. We just need to keep all working together. And I really do think that the best is yet to come. And I think you'll see a lot of that coming to fruition, hopefully in the next few years.
Well, that is great. And thank you so much for giving us your opinion. And thanks for coming in and talking to us. If you're not familiar, you should know it's very ironic that an accomplished sailor such as Creed moved away from the water to Jennings, where they're having so much problems. He is a sailor. Is that what you?
Sailing is my thing.
Yeah, he is a great sailor. But thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us, and good luck in Jeff Davis.
Thank you very much, Dr. Roth.
This show is presented by the H.C. Drew Center for Business and Economic Analysis at McNeese State University in partnership with the Southwest Louisiana Economic Development Alliance. You can find more information about our regional economy at www.mcneesedrewecon.org.